I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back for our final hour of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday morning. Our thanks again to Jesse Agler. It was just good to hear the sound of Jesse's voice.
Always is.
Should be listening to him every night right now.
Yep.
For hours. I don't have that opportunity at the moment, but we'll chat with him this afternoon on the Padres Social Hour at 5:30, streaming at Padres.com. You know, I almost, we already have him doing the Incorporator.
Yeah.
I almost thought of asking Jesse for another favor, and I decided to pocket that for now. But I saw that the New York Mets yesterday did kind of what we're doing, the MLB The Show 20 simulations.
The sim, yeah.
But they had their actual broadcast team of Gary Cohen, Keith Hernandez, and Ron Darling call the game.
As
opposed to have the video game, the Matt Vasgersian virtual Matt call the game. They had their real broadcast team call it.
Pretty solid.
I thought if we wanted to step up our Friday virtual games, maybe we get Ted and Jesse to call one of the games.
That's Ted's idea.
Yeah,
it's above my pay grade, Ben. But I can't imagine as thorough and with the desire to make people do extra stuff that our boss Adam has. I can't imagine that hasn't been at least broached or maybe written down on a notepad somewhere.
That's just a thought.
It's a great idea.
Because one of the things I miss the most about baseball season not being here is the Ted and Jesse experience.
And Mud and Don, 100%.
Yeah, just not having them in my lives every night.
I know. Not hearing Don Orsillo and Mud Grant and Jesse and Ted, it sucks.
Yeah.
They have become a part of my family. You know, they when Mud and Don crack each other up and start laughing hysterically, my son Bo, who's always watching the games with me, starts cracking up hysterically. He has no idea what they're talking about, and a lot of the audience doesn't either when they start rolling. But, man, when they start going, he starts going. It makes me laugh. It's a part of my family. So, yeah, I miss it terribly.
Maybe this is the reason they don't want to do it, but that simulation is literally the top headline right now in the MLB section of ESPN.com.
It's incredible.
Because of this, while calling the simulation, Gary Cohen dropped a joke about the Astros sign-stealing scandal, giving us a taste of what a broadcast likely would have sounded like a team faced the Astros during the 2020 season. Quote, "You can hear very little from the crowd tonight. It almost feels like you're playing in a library," which would mean that any sound that might be emanating from the dugout, say the sound of a trash can being banged, would be quite formidable.
Amazing.
That was Gary Cohen.
I love it. And I love that people haven't forgotten. I really do. I love that they haven't forgotten. You're going to get your comeuppance, Astros, once this is all over. And it feels almost wrong to say that right now with what we're going through, Ben. But, you know, it's little things like that give me just a glimmer of hope, things to cling to.
We've got this hour some audio from Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
With Howard Stern.
Oh,
that
I
was
know.
Earlier today.
It's exactly what I'm doing when I leave here.
Definitely want to check in on some of that as well. But we've been doing this idea. Paul Reindel actually came up with it after seeing all the social media posts that have been going around.
Yeah, oftentimes we'll take a social media post and bring it to the
Why not?
On the radio.
Why not? This one's kind of interesting. It's three things that everyone seems to love that you can't abide by.
Yep.
You hate, you don't like. Hate's a strong word for me, and I came up with my list today, Woods, and I don't want to try to imply that I think if you like these things, you're somehow wrong. I understand that I'm a little weird for not liking the things that I don't like, but I can't help it. I just don't. It's just I don't like them.
So before we get to yours, let's recap quickly Paul's from yesterday. Paul said he did not like the Beatles. Paul also said he did not like Chipotle, which you and I both ate yesterday.
Oh, did you as well?
Yes.
Yeah, after we talked about it, I had to have it.
My wife heard it, and we ordered it for dinner.
And we ordered it for a late lunch.
It was the The Office?
Yes.
Yeah, in The Office.
The Office, Chipotle, and the Beatles. Now, Paul, I sent you three Beatles songs to listen to. Did you do your homework?
Yeah, I listened to them on the way home.
I sent him In My Life, Don't Let Me Down, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Did any of those change your mind?
No.
All right.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps is
such a jam.
So awesome.
They're all three of those are just perfect songs.
All right.
So. All right. My turn.
They're all right.
That's fine. Paul ate it yesterday, and I have no doubt that I am going to wear it today for my three choices.
I'm waiting. Let's go.
I will start my first one.
Number three.
And I get that people love these. They're the most popular giveaways every year at the ballpark. But bobbleheads do nothing for me. I mean,
what's
they sit
the
there, they take up room, they're silly, they do absolutely nothing for me. And I've never, you know, I'm not a collector of memorabilia to begin with.
Right.
But
that's like the worst.
On
that
the list
lowest?
Of memorabilia, it's really near the bottom. I'd rather have a shirt or a hat or something.
Well, I mean,
but why are you giving me this little toy that doesn't do anything?
It bobbles
than
his head.
It bobbles its head. What? Why? What was? Who came up with this just kind of weird, dumb idea that people are now obsessed with and will pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to collect these rare things? You realize there's no basis in these having value in any way other than what you have created for them in your mind. Otherwise, they're nothing. They're little pieces of plastic that would be worth virtually zippo except for the value that you have decided to impart to them.
Well, wouldn't that be true for all memorabilia?
So.
Well, who's to say that Tom Cruise's signature...
I mean, baseball cards are the same way, I guess.
Right.
You know.
And I love baseball cards.
People only pay, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a rare card because they've decided it has value. I mean, you told us earlier today you'd pay $2,000 for a Turds of, what is it?
Turds of Misery.
Turds of Misery band shirt. An original.
From the Turds of Misery. Yeah. I almost spent $3,500 on Scott Weiland's hat on accident.
On accident?
Were
you bidding on some sort of auction and you were trying to bid $35?
Were you out that
$3,500?
No.
Apparently.
I hit the wrong button and it auto bid me at $3,500 and I almost won the thing. So it was a hat that he used to wear.
So at least for a good cause or something?
No.
No, just to buy the hat.
Just to have Scott Weiland. I love Scott Weiland and to own his hat. Now, I would have had to, I told you, I would have had to hide it in the garage. I would have never gotten to use it because my wife would have murdered me. But no, I collectibles are a weird thing. It's if you love them. I don't love bobbleheads either. My son does. He's 2 years old. Now, he broke his Trevor Hoffman bobblehead, and he was, like, devastated, you know, and I was actually kind of mad that he did.
You know me. I don't do autographs. I don't do memorabilia, but bobbleheads are kind of at the top of my list.
The lowest form
of collectible.
Exactly. Look at you.
All right. The second one,
Number two.
I know this makes me incredibly weird, and Woodsy, it probably will make you not want to be my friend anymore. It's one of the things my wife hates about me the most.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I don't really like live music.
Oh, my God.
I go to a concert. I'd just rather listen to the songs as they were recorded in studio. I just don't love going to shows.
Oh my God.
I have concert olepsy. We've talked about this before.
Oh my God.
Live music puts me to sleep almost instantaneously when I'm there.
You just fall asleep in your seat.
I do. I fall asleep at giant concerts. Go to Hollywood Bowl. I'm asleep. 10 minutes. I'm asleep. I just can't do shows and concerts. Sometimes I'll go to be a good husband and I'll be there, but then she has to wake me up at the end. I'm just not a good concert goer, and live music has just never been my thing. I mean, I'm not a huge musical, you know, devotee to begin with.
Yeah.
But when I do listen to music, I just like my I like my playlist, and I like to hear it the way it was recorded.
Just
and I like
nine.
I like the consistency of it. The when live music and they start, you know, making little adjustments, and it, you know, as they will do, of course,
yeah.
as they're jamming and. You know, they do a little riff. It's like, no, but that's not how it sounds the way I want it to sound, the way I'm used to it sounding. I'm kind of fastidious that way about music. And so I don't like live music. And I apologize to all the musicians out there who I'm sure you hate me now. But it's just a thing that I don't really like.
It actually hurts me a little bit to my core.
I know. I knew it would. I knew it would.
And I know it kills Shelly. I know it kills Shelly. My wife's not the world's biggest live music fan either, unless it's somebody she really, really likes. It's one of three bands, right? She'll go. But, like, I can't drag her to go see one of my favorite artists. She won't go. But we've kind of resigned ourselves to that fact. I've actually been to shows, Ben, by myself. Drove to L.A., stayed in a hotel, went to a show solo to see a guy that I just absolutely adore. It's the closest to a religious experience that I've ever had. Is at live music shows. I mean, and I was texting with a buddy. It's funny you mention this because I was texting with a buddy the other day. And I had a dream about me and him at a show. And I could smell this. And I'm talking back in like the early 90s when there was smoke. And it was just a little bit rowdier. And I text him. I go, dude, I had a dream. We were at the Queens of the Stone Age show. I could smell stale beer, stale cigarettes. I could smell sweat. I remember this. I remember. He goes, do you have any effing idea how much I miss that right now? And I go, yeah, it's hurting me in the pit of my stomach. It's one of the things I miss the most.
I almost wish I did. I really do wish I liked it.
Yeah.
Because it would be a lot easier, and I totally respect it. I just can't make myself really enjoy it. I know.
You are. I want to cut you open and look inside.
There's something wrong with me, isn't
yeah,
there? There's something
I think so.
Wrong with me.
It is like when you're there and you're a band you love and you've been waiting to see them for so long and – they walk out on stage when the venue goes dark.
Yeah, that's when I go.
And everyone goes, and your face, you see the shadow, Ben. You see the shadow. The bass player walks out, and then the guitar player. You see the drummer sit on the riser, and they start playing. And then you see the lead singer walk out, and he grabs his guitar. Bro, it's making the hair on my arm stand up.
Do we have to stay for the encore? Can we beat the traffic? Can we just leave before the encore?
Oh, that feeling. I miss that feeling more than almost anything. That feeling right there.
Finally, and we've kind of discussed this one before, but
I
do not like Adam Sandler movies. Almost,
so
almost universally, no matter what he's in.
You are so fancy.
I don't like Adam Sandler movies.
He
no, not necessarily.
Yes.
Because even the fancy ones, Shelley was streaming one that I hadn't even heard of from like 3 years ago where it's a serious role. He was with Dustin Hoffman. It was called The Meyerowitz Stories.
Oh, The Meyerowitz Stories.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't like Adam Sandler in movies, which is weird, because I kind of liked him on Saturday Night Live. I like his corny songs that he does.
I don't like those.
But
I don't like his movies. I
just don't. And you're telling me that if I went to see, what was the one he did recently? Uncut Gems. I haven't seen that one
yet.
Bro,
it makes your heart explode out
is
of your
that,
chest.
I mean, maybe that'll change it for
nah,
me.
Nah, I don't think you'll like
I just
it.
Can't.
I mean, Kevin Garnett's in it, so maybe you'll watch it. Mike Francesa's in it.
I haven't been able to enjoy anything I've seen that stars Adam Sandler.
He's done so there's some I love, some I hate. I've laughed my ass off at Happy Gilmore. I mean, Happy Gilmore's it's so funny. A movie that's kind of flown under the radar was an Apatow movie he did called Funny People.
Yes.
He was brilliant in that movie. Brilliant. Not good.
I think it's
brilliant.
His best movie. My favorite movie.
It's my favorite Sandler movie. But like you never saw Punch Drunk Love or anything like that?
No. Is that the one with
P.T. Anderson too?
Now I stay away from it.
How many Adam Sandler movies have you seen?
Oh, probably like three or four.
What have you seen? Do you remember off the top of your head?
What have I
well,
seen?
Well, you watched The Longest Yard.
That was terrible. But we knew
I'll
that was
that.
Terrible
yeah.
going.
Sorry, in. Hammer. Love you, miss you.
I'd have to see his filmography.
But you never saw like Billy Madison? Of course you didn't.
No.
Didn't see Happy Gilmore.
No.
You didn't see The Waterboy?
Mr. D.
Yeah, I did
Bobby
see
Boucher.
The Waterboy. I did
I mean,
see The Waterboy.
It's stupid, but there's some funny parts.
Not really.
It's about football.
Sorry. So those are my three.
Grown-ups, that one wasn't great.
But
I didn't see that one either.
I bet that would be the one that Ben likes.
Yeah, Ben would be like, oh, I enjoyed that. It's very vanilla-y. You'd probably like that one.
Good. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Because Adam Sandler, you would.
For sure.
All right. Hey, that's a good bit, and the live music thing is going to stick in my craw for the rest of the day.
I know. What?
Wow.
Is Tom Brady turning over a new leaf with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Looks like
we're hearing from him for the first time outside of his Players Tribune piece that I refused to read. Talking to Howard Stern, we got a little bit of the audio to share with you what Tom Brady had to say this morning. I'll get to that coming up next. First, though, I want to remind everybody that you can join all of the hosts on 97.3 The Fan. Stay connected while we keep social distance on live video sessions on Twitter at 97.3 The Fan SD. We go on Mondays after our show. We did that earlier this week at 9:15. The coach, John Quintero, he's up today. You can join him at 11:15. And then Gwen and Chris Fridays at 2:15. 97.3 The Fan helping San Diego stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected so we all stay connected on 97.3 The Fan. Now, let's get a check on traffic, see what it's looking like this morning out there with Kelly Danick. Poor Woodsy.
Poor me, what?
Yeah, you know, I don't feel like you're enjoying these webinars as much as the rest of us.
I can't wait.
Who all are fascinated.
I am fascinated.
By
I learned
each and every topic.
Oh, somebody check their email, I see.
Well, do you think he's doing it to troll us?
We talked about it yesterday. We talked about it this morning, our webinar yesterday.
The webinars.
Yeah, first one was on, you know, strategies for working from home. Something everybody needs right now.
Yeah. It's, we got it.
I mean, it didn't really apply to us so much.
It doesn't.
When they said, you know, you shouldn't be in your T-shirt and, you know, sweatpants when you're working from home, it's like.
But I'm done with my show. I've already done.
I wear T-shirts and sweatpants to
work.
The office.
I know.
In the morning. I'm getting there. You know, we're getting there before 5 a.m. What do you want me to put on a suit and tie?
Look, you guys know me. I'm a team player. I love to be a part of the team. But we just got another email. We have another webinar tomorrow at noon. Guess what the topic is? How to work from home.
Really?
It's because
you didn't pay enough attention yesterday.
It's
like the teacher in class. You know what? If you're not paying attention, we're just going to go through this all again tomorrow. Now, because of Woods, we have to all do this again. And everyone can thank Stephen Woods for having to do another webinar on this because he didn't take things seriously
enough.
It's
a different person doing his. Now, here we're going to do his strategies. And
Good morning. It's good to have y'all on this call with me. And hey, listen, I know that everyone's scared right now, and I know that your anxiety's probably through the roof.
I'm going to get murdered. My boss is going to murder me. If I make it through the end of the week, this will be a surprise. I can't. Look, I'm sorry. I can't not.
He's got to find you to murder you. We're very isolated here in the Corona game.
You know I'm a team player. You know I'm always willing to go the extra mile, whatever we need, but I don't want to. You hate to cause, you know, wave attention to yourself, Ben, and say, guys, this really doesn't apply to us. But it doesn't. It doesn't apply to us. I'm jumping up and down. But I will be there, happy to be there for another meeting. The guys can say, hey, listen, here's what you do.
Make a sandwich.
Hey, listen, what time's your alarm set for? 8 o'clock? Get up at 7:45. Bro, I get up at 3 a.m. I'm not going to get up at 2:45. Do breathing exercises in my garage. I'm just trying to grind through this thing.
Oh.
I texted it to my wife. I go, look, another one. She goes, come the F on. That was her response. Oh, my bosses are going to kill me. I'm sorry. This is my personality. I need to find humor in it, and I need to make fun of it. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you for having me. It's so good to be back.
One guy, Woods, who has
fire me.
Been accused in the past of not having a ton of personality.
Yeah.
Is Tom Brady.
Correct.
Now, was that a symptom of being part of the Patriots organization?
Chicken or the egg.
And having Bill Belichick tamping everything down? Or is that simply who Tom Brady is?
Right.
I think what these next years, couple of seasons are like with the Tampa Bay Bucks, maybe we'll see a more authentic Tom Brady. So I think that's why a lot of people were very interested to hear what he'd have to say joining the Howard Stern Show this morning. Now, we haven't had a chance to really, obviously, dive into this fully, Woods.
A two-hour interview.
Bro, I...
Two hours.
Well, hey, listen, it's funny, because I'll have no problem going to listen to that for 2 hours today. None whatsoever. I will be... That will be glued in my ears for the next
two hours. That's an easy one to assign Woods to recap.
Yeah, let me do that one. Yeah. And you guys do the put the note on the fridge, you know, and avoid the fridge, you know, don't snack during the day. All
what's more, I'm good. What's more relevant to sports radio hosts, hearing Tom Brady for 2 hours on a tell-all interview or Keith Urban trying to figure out how to unmute his computer?
Hey, listen, I'm very thankful.
That was amazing.
But, Paulie, you were able to pull a little bit of sound from this interview, Tom Brady with Howard Stern. So this is kind of new to us as well. We're listening to it for the first time.
I think there was a final decision, you know, until it happened. But I would say I probably knew before the start of last season that it was my last year. And I tried to, you know, I knew that, you know, it was just our time was, you know, our time was coming to an end.
And I saw a ton of NFL insiders. They were all live tweeting the interview as it happened this morning. I mean, 2 hours, they cover everything. Tom Brady smoked a lot of weed in high school, apparently. And,
oh, did not know that.
Yeah, he said he didn't like the feeling of being hungover or disappointing his dad. And things about Howard pressing him on, was he pressured to marry Ivanka Trump instead years ago? I mean, it went all over the place. So I cannot wait to listen to this.
I can't wait.
Interesting that he already knew before last season that it was likely going to be his last. I mean, that tells you that he was tired of Belichick.
And I don't know that that surprises a lot of people. I think in any relationship, you know, I think sometimes you can just see the end is near, you know, and this is not going to work. And we could get in a room and hash things out all we want, but at the end of the day, I'm ready to move on. I need something new, and you need something new, and I'm not talking to you exclusively, Ben. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, well, at some point, I will decide that this is our last season.
You just stupid.
You know what?
There's going to be one flub that pushes him over the edge. He's like, you know what? That's it. I'm
enough
not doing this anymore.
Enough times being asked about role-playing, enough flubs being played. I just knew this was my last season with Woods before it even started.
It's amazing.
We all just need new challenges in our life.
No way.
A chance to move on.
No chance. Don't even talk that way. Do not even speak. If I, like I said, if I make it through the week without making fun of these webinars and getting fired, then you know, that will be quite the accomplishment. It was funny. I listened to Howard talk about it yesterday, and he goes, it's amazing that they're even getting together because it's a very odd couple, Ben. Very.
I wonder how that did come together.
I think his producer had been working on it for years now. I mean, they got Hillary Clinton before they got Tom Brady. Was texting with our buddy Corey yesterday too, and he clued me into this segment where they were talking about, he was talking about sports writers. He's like the whole sports world is going crazy today because I'm interviewing Tom Brady. Is this guy like not do interviews or not candid? And they're like, well, no, Howard, you're just the best interviewer, and they know you're going to take it into uncomfortable places, and that's what you do best. And I mean, he didn't know who Dan Lebatard was. He said Libertard. He's like, who's this guy? Libertard? Who is that? Like, and they played a clip of Dan talking about it. It's phenomenal radio from yesterday, the lead-in to the interview, which is today, that, I can't, like, don't call me, don't text me. I need 2 hours to fully ingest this, and we can report back tomorrow.
I can't even imagine interviewing someone for 2 hours.
I can't either, man. That's when you know you're really, really good. You're really, really good. I mean, when you can keep somebody – I get so rushed and panicked with an interview. It's like you ask a question, I ask a question. You ask a question, out. I mean, honestly.
Actually, with us, it's usually I ask a question, you ask a question. I ask a question, you ask a question. You throw your hands up in the air, and then I ask the last three questions.
That's exactly right. Like, I'm out of questions. Or, to be fair, you ask a question, I ask a question. You ask a question, I ask a question. It wraps up nicely, and then you ask two more questions that didn't need to be asked.
Right.
Fair. And I'm looking at Ben like, bro, we were out of here 10 minutes ago. But no, it's It's going to be fascinating.
We need a webinar on just issues between co-hosts.
Now we're talking.
Where is that webinar
Give me a webinar on...
You want to kill your co-host.
No.
The webinar.
Give me a webinar on how to be a better interviewer. Give me a webinar on how to create content in a sportsless world. That's the stuff I need. I don't need to be told to be disciplined during the day. Our whole lives are disciplined.
Well, one thing we often do is take tiny mistakes and then magnify them greatly.
Oh, absolutely.
And we need to finally get to this.
Oh, yes. I forgot about this.
Yeah, we were asked to record some public service announcements.
You've heard
them. You probably heard them playing on our station about the current coronavirus pandemic. Well, it wasn't just as simple as someone handed us a script and then we just read it. There were issues. Woods? There were issues. We will... dive into those issues.
So good.
When we come back.
I'm going to call this segment Ben Gets Fancy.
First, though, 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected. Now, here's your latest news update from radio.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. The only breaking news I have for you right now is that Tiger Woods held his own champions dinner last night. It was supposed to be Masters week, so on Tuesday, the champion sets the menu for the champions dinner. Of course, they're not at Augusta, so Tiger at his home in, I think, where is it, Jupiter, Florida?
Yep.
Had his girlfriend and his two kids. Yes.
Mamacita.
And they set the table, had the Masters trophy, he was wearing his green jacket. And you kind of see just the corner of the food, but what Tiger was going to serve looks like was what they had. He loves steak fajitas.
Okay.
Which, as we've talked, is a really 90s thing.
Very,
to love.
Very 90s.
And sushi and sashimi.
It's a weird combo.
It is. That's what was going to be. He was thinking about maybe doing milkshakes as well, because that was famously when he won his first Masters at age, 21 in 1996, I want to say. Cheeseburgers and milkshakes were the champion's dinner
Delicious.
The next year.
God, that sounds good.
You know.
And here you go again.
Talking about food.
About food.
Fajitas actually sounds pretty good.
Talking about food. Well, listen, you know, these are interesting times we're living in, and let's check on traffic, and I'll explain myself.
That's what makes them so interesting on 97.3 The Fan.
Give it to me, Kelly.
It's Kelly.
And I, you know, I was saying it's an interesting time we live in, and, you know, this business is one of those where things will happen, Ben, and we have to kind of jump to it. We have to pivot. We have to, you know, get creative. And one of the things that happened with all of this is our boss came to us and said, hey, I want you guys to do some PSAs, public service announcements, just reminding people, hey, it's Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Just stay the fudge at home. You guys have heard him, right? It turns out, though, there was one PSA. And there's one word in general that you're having a major, major problem
there
with.
Is.
And I don't understand why.
Can I set the stage just quickly?
Set it up.
They gave us like five of these to do.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, we need it to be 30 seconds or 15 seconds. And they didn't give us nearly enough copy.
Right. And so, the bit in radio is always, hey, make it your own. Be creative.
Do a little ad-libbing.
Yeah, ad-libbing, which is never fun after you ad-libbed for 4 hours.
Yeah, which we should be able to do, but occasionally can be problematic.
Yeah.
I nailed the first batch.
Yeah, you killed it.
Of PSAs. Like, right on time, perfect, good to go. And then I ran into trouble with my old nemesis.
The word is, my two-year-old can say it clearly. You can't say it clearly. The word, guys, is dog. Ben has a problem saying dog.
This fun-filled day, an opportunity for dogs and dog lovers to have a tail-wagging good time.
That's a famous flub.
Famous
that
flub.
We play in our flubs of the week.
Say it one more time, Paulie.
This fun-filled day, an opportunity for dogs and dog lovers to have a tail-wagging good time.
Now, that is a weird promotion to be running. You can bring your dog, if you're a dog lover or a dong lover, in your case, as you said, you can have a tail-wagging good time. So we've all had some fun with that one. So then here come the PSAs for the coronavirus, and then this happens.
3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Ben from Ben and Woods, and when it's time to take your dog for her sixth walk of the day, you can listen to The Fan.
Take your dong?
Dog.
You said dong again.
I said dong.
Save that, Paul. Save it, save it, save it. He said dong, didn't he?
I said dog.
You said dong.
There we go.
Do you not know how to say dog?
3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Ben from Ben and Woods, and, you know, when it's time to take the dog for her sixth walk of the day, you can listen to The Fan. Go to the radio.com app. You can always favorite 97.3 The Fan in order to receive breaking news alerts. No, let me start again.
Oh, God. Don't get fancy. You always get fancy on the last one.
It's not the last one. We have many, many more. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
He does.
Hey, it's Ben from Ben and Woods, and when it's time to take your dog for her sixth walk of the day, you can listen to The Fan. Go to the radio.com app. You should favorite 97.3 The Fan in order to receive breaking news alerts. Stay connected with 97.3 The Fan. Hey, it's Ben from Ben and Woods, and when it's time to take your dog for her...
The dog!
Take your dog...
Say... Why do you always think about dongs when you say dog?
Take your dog for...
If you said just, dong.
It's just my regional accent.
He did say dong, though, right?
Dong.
Like he's, yeah, when you take your dong for a walk.
Dong.
It's so good. It just delights me. And I couldn't, you don't want to cut somebody off in the middle of their PSA recording, but I couldn't in good conscience let you put that out over the air. Hey, when it's time to take your dong for their sixth walk of the day.
Here you go.
Dong.
Yeah, it's straight up dong. Who's walking their dong six times a day, by the way? No married man, I'll tell you that right now. Lucky to walk dong. My dong a couple times a week. Everybody's all together, quarantine.
Maybe you can work that into your role playing at home.
Maybe
it's Ben from Better Woods. It's time to take your dong for her sixth walk of the day. You can listen to The Fan.
Take your dong. This was great earlier in the show. We were talking about, Paul, you still have the Tracy Morgan audio?
Yes.
Play this. This was on the Today Show with Hoda.
You, my mother-in-law, Chrissy, says good morning. Oh, she loves you.
Well, tell her I love her back. Tell me about what life is like being at home for Tracy and his family.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay, so you know.
So we're role playing a lot now. Oh, we're role playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, no, you are a creative one.
And she's very flustered. And it popped into my brain as we were playing the audio for our Corona content, which we do every day at 7 here on Ben and Woods. I thought, man, I asked Ben just straight up, Ben, are you into role-playing? And you said, of course, no. And I said, well, what would it look like if you were? And you didn't really have an answer. Either that or you refused to answer.
Either one works for me.
On the grounds that it might incriminate you. So I did put it out on social media, just to, like, what people thought maybe Ben's, if he was into it. Knowing Ben, the character that he is, this one... So let's see. So I said, thinking about what Ben Higgins' role play scenario would be, Aaron tweets in and says, an actuary hunting for tax exemptions. That made me giggle.
It is tax season. That's
timely. It is tax season. Very timely. Using a notary stamp that isn't his.
People think I'm very boring, apparently.
And then this one was by far the winner. Shelley is Steve Kerr, and Ben is himself. That, to me, was the one
that oh my God.
Absolutely knocks, that knocks my oh socks God. Off. Oh, my God. Yeah, that really that brought me a lot of joy and delight. So you can keep those coming. By the way, I would love to hear your wildest fantasies of Ben Higgins role-playing fantasies.
You don't have to keep them coming.
Please.
But you can.
I'm begging you.
You really don't have to keep them going.
I'm begging you.
Woodsy, just a couple of the notes from earlier in the show.
News and notes time.
We talked about, the something actually happening in local sports.
Yes.
The Aztecs landing a transfer. And this is actually big news for San Diego State basketball because they're going to need, you know, it worked so well last year. You know, Malachi Flynn added to the roster. They brought in Yanni Wetzel, these, you know, graduate transfers or transfers that gain eligibility helped turn the San Diego State team from one that didn't make the NCAA tournament into one that was probably going to get a one or a two seed had they ended up going to Selection Sunday. Well, they've landed another one. Terrell Gomez was one of the top three-point shooters in all of NCAA basketball last season, top five in shooting percentage at Cal State Northridge, where he averaged almost 20 points per game and committed to San Diego State yesterday, said doesn't need to do a visit, you know, right now. He just knows enough about the program and the culture of San Diego State basketball that he wants to come play for Brian Dutcher next season.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's that whole self-sustaining thing. Once you well, it's so hard to establish the program, and this is what Steve Fisher did for the Aztecs. They were less than nowhere when Steve Fisher arrived. They were so bad and such an afterthought and an embarrassment of a program. And it took about 4 or 5 years, but Steve Fisher turned this team into an NCAA tournament team and then into a perennial NCAA tournament team. And now, after almost two decades, it sustains itself a little bit because people know, you know, kids who are in college now don't know a world where San Diego State isn't one of the
yeah.
best basketball teams on the West Coast.
Great, great point.
You know, we, you know, in our 40s, I grew up, I remember the years where they won five games and Peterson Gym was their home and there were 500 people at basketball games.
I thought Peterson Gym was a guy.
No, Peterson
oh,
Gym.
Oh, Peterson Gym just got Gym. Him.
Peterson, comma, Gym.
He's from Kentucky. Peterson Gym was a great, great small forward.
But now, you know, San Diego State basketball, if you're 20, you think, oh, yeah, it's Steve Fisher era. They've been in the tournament most years that I've been alive.
Yep.
And the atmosphere at Viejas Arena always looks rocking when I've seen him on television. It helps sustain itself. So they get this kid, Terrell Gomez, who I think still has 2 years of eligibility left. He says, I would love to play with Malachi Flynn. Malachi Flynn has yet to make that decision. We don't even know, like, when the NBA draft is going to be or what that's going to look like. But obviously he needs to explore the possibility of going pro. Gomez says, though, I'd love to be in the backcourt with Flynn. I mean, I think he says the Aztec could be a top five team with those guys next year in the backcourt. And I don't know that he's wrong. But even if Malachi Flynn does leave, having this guy will soften the blow tremendously for Brian Dutcher and the San Diego State basketball program. So this was pretty big news for San Diego State basketball yesterday. Probably one of the biggest headlines we've had in local sports since the whole coronavirus shutdown started here.
Yeah, and the other story that we really, really bit into yesterday was the Biodome story in Arizona. And there, of course, now what's happening is everyone's asking as many players as you can get your hands on, right? If you have access to a player, your first question is, hey, what do you think about this proposed idea? And a couple of guys came out yesterday. I had this earlier, and Paulie, who was it? Was Zach Wheeler?
Yes.
Zach Wheeler was he pitches for the
was with the
Phillies
Mets for a
the
while
Philly
yeah.
now, I believe. Zach Wheeler is not into it. There are certain players that were. I saw Adam Ottavino from the Yankees said, "I'm in. You know, whatever you guys need me to do, I'm ready." He's a psychotic. He just wants to play ball. He was one of the last guys to leave training camp as well. When they kicked everybody out from spring training, he was one of the last guys to leave. Didn't want to leave, but he wants to play. But Zach Wheeler, essentially, what was the deal, Paulie? He's having a baby. Is that right?
Sorry, say that again?
What was the deal with Zach Wheeler again? He was having a baby?
He's got a baby due in July or something. He
That'd
said, look,
awful,
if you're telling me that I have to leave my wife and, hey, I'll see you in December. Like, there's no way that's not going to happen.
Dude, I know. There's just so many players out there like that. I'm sure Garrett Cole and his wife are about to have a baby as well.
Yeah, and you can – I mean, if it's a regular season – you can get players have paternity leave where they can, you know, be off for a few days.
Especially pitchers, too, yeah. Right? Like, you may not even miss a start, you know? I mean, worst case. But, yeah, that's going to be the interesting
but
thing.
But not in a situation where they're all quarantined.
Correct.
Can't leave their hotels, you know, in Arizona.
The interesting thing now, what Zach and Garrett are probably going to end up going through anyway when their wives do give, but they're not going to be able to be in the room. That's happening right now. Wives are having to go in and do this by themselves. Husband's out in the quarantine waiting room and all that. There are certain tents and, you know, COVID tents set up in places for pregnant women. It's really a weird, weird time. And but listen, you know, that's how those guys make their living. I certainly understand the ones that want to go, and I certainly understand the ones that don't. I have no beef against either of them.
The other thing we're seeing right now are the COVID cutbacks.
Yeah.
Where... you know, if you're lucky enough to stay employed, your bosses are asking for pay cuts. The Lakers are doing that. They announced yesterday, yeah, they're asking all their senior staff to take 20% pay cuts during the shutdown, which, I mean, it's understandable.
Sure.
I mean, no one likes to take a pay cut, but, you know, players are not obviously going to be getting paid. Their last paycheck came on the 1st. And I don't think the NBA has still announced kind of what happens
after, from
this point on. But if there's no more games, I can't imagine the paychecks for the players are going to keep flowing. So the senior staff, and I think the Lakers, I like the reasoning behind it. They're asking the senior staff, you know, like on the GM level, to take the pay cuts so that their lower level staffers, they can keep paying them, you know, without any revenue coming in. And if you're going to do that, that's the reason to do it, is to save as many jobs as possible, keep as many people with paychecks flowing, and sometimes, you know, it's up to the execs to make that decision. So Lakers are the latest that have been talking about that.
Yeah, man, nobody is immune to this right now. It's and unfortunately, I think
except Mike Gundy.
Yeah, Mike Gundy.
He's pretty much immune to it.
He says,
hey, young guys, they got immunity. We're good.
He wants his $5 million so bad, and he wants those players that don't make a nickel to get out there and put themselves at risk. Look, you can feel that way all you want, Mike. Saying it on a conference call, a national conference call, and you've had some bad pressers. You've had some dumb moments.
Yeah, oh, I give a rat about Twitter.
And you're getting worse. Mike Gundy just totally put his foot in his mouth yesterday. We've seen, you know, people are losing it right now a little bit, man. I think that panic sets in of, like, you start kind of clenching. Everything, you're just clenched up. You're like, oh, I got to get back to work, or this has got to happen. And it's hard. It's hard to stay calm and cool and collected through this thing. So, you know, if you are running into that at home, I highly recommend jumping on one of our webinars. Probably do wonders for you.
I think so.
I think
you could Zoom bomb it.
Zoom bomb it and just come on in to one of our multiple webinars about how to work from home and manage your stress.
So I've got an update before we get out. One of our
Thank
tier
you.
Ones has texted me a Ben fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Ben,
like a role-playing fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ben is the world-famous food critic, and Shell is the aspiring chef. A positive review from Ben will propel her career to new heights, and she is willing to do whatever it takes.
I saw. Now, you're not here, Paul. You can't see the reaction. You know in the movies where you hear like a ding when somebody's eye lights up? I just saw it in his he's thinking about it right now. You're like Gordon Ramsay or something.
I'm thinking about lunch right now.
Of course.
You mentioned food. And
you are.
I'm trying to set up what my meals are going to be for the...
What are your meals going to be for the rest of the day?
I'm trying not to think... I'm trying to be better and not think about it going
It drives your wife crazy
forward.
When
not,
you talk
yes,
about it.
Yes, because I talk about it too much.
Did you do it yesterday?
She was talked about making these... she showed me this recipe.
Yeah. But
she hasn't made it yet.
She was testing you, by the
pizza
way.
Pizza beans. And no, it looked good. It's like beans, but with like pizza ingredients. I don't know.
Just
it sounded
pizza.
Good to me. No, but pizza beans.
But that's not a good combo.
Well, it could be, though.
It's like watermelon cereal. Like, you're not going to eat that. Right?
Two random foods.
Yeah, tuna ice cream.
Together.
Tuna ice cream. Ooh, I love tuna and I love ice cream. Mix them together. You got ice cream.
I don't know. I'll tell you about the pizza beans as soon as they get made.
Is she going to make them?
I think so. We have the ingredients now for pizza.
Will you bring
beans.
Me a tiny taste?
You want some pizza
just
beans?
A tiny all taste, because right. I feel I may vomit.
If they get made, I don't know.
If they get made. Shelly, you heard the man.
I can't pressure on food. All right, that is it for today from the Corona Cave.
That was a fun
we'll
one.
Talk to you tomorrow at 5 a.m. Jim Rome Show up next. Bennett Woods.
Go to those webinars.
Talk to you later.
Get in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.